More and more people were starting to follow Jesus. People were hearing the good news and joining the church. It was a very exciting time. Occasionally, there were problems in the new church. Sometimes people disagreed about the best way to follow Jesus. It wasn't long before people in the church began to argue about who could join the church. "Only those who follow the law of Moses can join the church," proclaimed some people. "That's rubbish," said others. "Anyone who loves Jesus and trusts him is welcome." This matter caused so many arguments that the church finally decided to send Paul and Barnabas to meet with Peter, James, and some of the other church leaders. It was their job to decide who could join the church. "We need an answer," declared the people. The leaders gathered in Jerusalem and talked for many days. They talked and talked and talked. Then they talked some more. Finally, Peter stood up to speak. "Friends," Peter announced, "I was sent to tell the good news of Jesus to everyone. Right from the start, it was clear that God did not have favorites. It didn't matter if people were Jewish or not. They all received God's gift of the Holy Spirit." After Peter's speech, Barnabas and Paul stood up and told stories about how God had given them the power to work many wonders and miracles for everyone, not just the people who followed the law of Moses. A long silence followed. Finally, James stood up and spoke. "Friends," he said, "we need to stop fighting. God has made it clear that we are all one. We are all God's children. We all belong to God's family." So the question was decided. It didn't matter if you followed the law of Moses or you didn't. It didn't matter where you came from or who your parents were. It didn't matter what language you spoke or where you had been born. It didn't matter what shade your skin was. God's love was for everyone. The church was open to all. Everyone was welcome.